Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, first this morning, the United States appears to be at an inflection point in its electoral history as unease grows around the ability of Democratic nominee Joe Biden to stand against Republican Donald Trump in November. Sitting in a golf buggy where he seemed to be unaware that he was being recorded, Donald Trump has already written Biden out of the race.
Yeah, he just quit, you know, he's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep, I got him out of the race. And that means we have Kamala. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so amazing.
It's bad, so.
I just can't imagine.
But can you imagine that guy with dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man. A very tough guy. And they see him, they probably he can't. But they just announce he's probably quitting.
Well, Donald Trump, the Republican nominee, suggests there that President Biden is on the cusp of dropping out of the race. But Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, has faced persistent questions from journalists about Joe Biden's performance in last week's first major election debate.
Is President Biden considering stepping down?
Absolutely not. And you heard, I believe, directly from the campaign as well.
How is it that the president was still tired 12 days after returning from Europe, had a cold, but then went to the Waffle House, and then the following day staged such a huge comeback that he gave those North Carolina remarks? Like, help us understand.
Have you had a cold before?
Of course I have.
Okay,
a cold before,
so you probably, well, come on, Jackie. Let's be very, let's
12 days after you returned, though, and
you also
jet lag yesterday.
Hold on a second. There's a cold, there's a jet lag, you combine that. He continues to work for the American people day in and day out, around the clock. Things happen. And the cold thing is something that you all pointed out during his debate. We didn't even point that out. You all pointed that when you heard his voice being hoarse. Because he knew he had to push through. He knew he has to power through. That's what presidents do.
Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Leslie Vinjamuri, who's director of US and the Americas program with Chatham House. And you're very welcome, Dr. Vinjamuri. Joe Biden has a dual challenge on his hands now, doesn't he? I mean, he's got to prove he can beat Donald Trump in November, but perhaps even more perilous for him in this moment. Questions are being asked over whether he can demonstrate that he's currently fit to remain in office until the election.
I think that the real focus right now is very much on whether he will be the candidate, whether he should be the candidate, and whether he can, to your first point, whether he can deliver that victory for the Democrats in what seemed to be an existential election for the United States and for democracy in America, obviously because Donald Trump is the alternative. And if you look at the polling after the debate, the much discussed debate now, the gap just at the national level has widened with Trump gaining a few percentage points. And so I think right now we're just seeing, you know, intense lobbying of the president in all directions. Last he spoke with the governors yesterday, and the official line that came out in the aftermath of that was that he's absolutely running. He's not stepping down, but we know that the conversation is a very live one, that the Democratic Party is as divided on this question as it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And it's moving very quickly.
And the New York Times report, which came out yesterday evening, our time, suggesting that he's had conversations at the time, they said, with one ally. Now, this morning, I see it's changed to two, where Joe Biden has admitted, this has been denied by the White House, but according to this report, he's admitted to the allies that he knows he has only days to save his candidacy. And part of that operation Save the Candidacy is this interview he's going to have on ABC News with George Stephanopoulos.
That's right.
This weekend. Now, there's already disquiet around that because it is going to be recorded and it's going to be relatively short at 15 minutes or so. But what does he need to do in that interview, Leslie, to save his run?
Well, you know, to your point, right now, it's all about whether President Biden can demonstrate through his actions, through his tours, through his campaign, through his speeches and his interviews, that he looks like he's completely with it, can answer the issues, has the energy, stamina, and endurance But it's very difficult. You know, that line that we keep hearing, it's very hard to unsee what's been seen on the debate. It's very hard to explain away because of the significance of this position. And even if people sort of turn the corner after the interview with Stephanopoulos, there's still going to be this lingering question of then what? What if next week there's a stumble? What if in the next month his health deteriorates? And the timing is so significant with the Democratic National Convention beginning August 19th and decisions really needing to be made before then. And the last thing that the Democratic Party wants to see right now is everybody talking about, you know, whether the current candidate, the current president, can maintain that position. It's deeply damaging. And, you know, Donald Trump is sort of basking in the glory of this almost by doing nothing. He's had a debate that he sort of won by default, despite lying multiple times on pretty much every issue and not really being fact-checked and getting very little press about him and his performance on the back of that. The conversation has entirely shifted. We then saw the Supreme Court decision granting presidents immunity for official acts that follow from their constitutional authority, something that gives a huge amount of power to the president. And in this case means that any further trials against Donald Trump for trying to overturn the 2020 elections will be sure to take place, if at all, after an election.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question he's been emboldened both by all of the questions around Joe Biden and the Supreme Court immunity ruling. There was a poll conducted by Ipsos and Reuters which found the only person who can beat Donald Trump now would be a hypothetical run by none other than Michelle Obama. Is that on the cards at all?
You know, Michelle Obama so far has been extremely clear. There's no ambiguity in what she said, that she doesn't wish to run, doesn't plan to run. Undoubtedly, people will be lobbying her. And it's very clear that she has she's very popular, has very strong name recognition, obviously is very well known. But the other thing I would say is, you know, where things stand today, we've got in some polls, Kamala Harris just behind Donald Trump, were she the candidate. Other potential candidates, Gavin Newsom in California, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. You know, there's a long list, not so far behind Donald Trump. And what we know is we're many months away from an election. And a week is a long time in politics. Once you have a candidate who's on the national stage, debating, talking, campaigning, numbers move very quickly. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very dangerous to make an assumption right now about how people will vote or would vote on November 5th when we're on July 4th.
Of course, the question we would all like to know the answer to is, who are the allies who are speaking to the New York Times about what Joe Biden is saying privately? We do know the Washington Post is citing 10 congressional Democrats who've raised concerns about Joe Biden's ability to contest the election. We've Lloyd Doggett of Texas and Raul Grijalva. They've said they're reluctantly calling on him to step aside now. But do you think, Leslie, that there is one Democratic voice that might end Joe Biden's hopes of a second term? What is the tipping point that will result in him making a call to pull out?
Well, the series of public appearances, and you know, at some level, it is of course the internal pressure within the party, the pressure from donors, and there is a split there. Many donors really rallying around President Biden and others pulling back. Obviously, his wife Jill Biden is absolutely critical to this decision, but I think really watch the facts on the ground, watch what the president does and how people respond to it. That is what matters, because at the end of the day, it's the voters, and it's the voters in the swing states. And if you watch again behind the scenes, Governor Gavin Newsom, a potential presidential or vice presidential candidate on a future ticket were things to change, traveling to Pennsylvania and Michigan, sort of gently helping the campaign, certainly saying that he's behind President Biden, but knowing that having that visibility in those key swing states is critical were he to become a live candidate. So again, I think it's so much now about how people respond, and the people around President Biden will be watching that. We will see endless polls, and so much will come down to really the appearances that the president makes and the responses to those.
And if those appearances don't go well, are you saying that Kamala Harris is the most likely replacement as Democratic candidate?
I think right now that is the view. She is many people fear that were she to be taken off, that would have a very negative impact on the African-American vote, which is critical for the Democrats. It would be a very divisive move. She hasn't been widely popular. She's sort of been very much behind the scenes, hasn't really been out and about. And yet, if you look at the polling, she's pulling ahead and polling quite well. So she's a divisive candidate right now for the Democrats. People are very ambivalent and mixed, but the campaign funding that President Biden has could transfer to Kamala Harris were she to become the candidate, because she is already on the ticket. That's not the case with other alternatives. And again, it would be a very big thing to move the vice president, not to make her the candidate, especially for a mixed race American woman.
Okay, well, one thing is clear. We're entering into a critical few days for Joe Biden and for the Democratic Party. Dr. Leslie Vinjamori, thank you for joining us on the programme. Now, a brutal attack changed Paula Doyle's life, but today she wants to encourage more women to come forward. We're going to hear her story next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.